Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The director of the Department of Motor Vehicles says she's resigning at the end of the year. Jean Shimoto has been with the agency for close to four decades, but this year was a rough one for the department, which appeared in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons. Phil, let's go over some of this year's problems.
Well, let's start with the having to issue new federal driver's licenses to get people onto airplanes by 2020. It means people have to go down and basically fill out new forms and get a new license, driver's license. And that backed up the lines. That was one of the reasons why the wait at DMV was exceeding 2 hours over the summer. Also because they were not pushed, they were not prepared for the influx. It led to long delays, and lawmakers were upset about that because voters were upset about that. But on top of that, there was another thing that I don't think got a lot of press, but inside Sacramento's Capitol was a big deal, or a big deal among the politicians. And that was the implementation of the state's new motor voter law, which basically has you go in and they automatically try to sign you up to vote when you're doing your car business. Now, anybody that's been to the DMV knows that, you know, you're just lucky to get out there with your license and registration. This added on a new layer. It didn't work out technically. There were a couple of thousands of them that were questions about how they processed. It wound up with some of them missed the deadline, and about over 300, believe it or not, that's not that big a number, wound up not being able to vote in the 2016 election. Secretary of State Alex Padilla expressed deep frustration, said he'd lost confidence with the DMV on the program, and the next thing you know, we have this announcement, although I do think she was heading for the door way before this came down.
You mentioned Alex Padilla. He had called on Governor Brown and Governor-elect Gavin Newsom to appoint new leadership. Do you think that quietly either one of those teams, the current administration or the incoming one, was a part of all this?
Well, you know something? Jerry Brown stuck by her and, you know, just basically said, look, you're taking a department and you're, adding on to it and adding on to it and adding on to it, from what it was originally set up to do. It was the Department of Motor Vehicles, not the, you know, Register of Voters, not, you know, the social services. But you put that on there, and Jerry stuck by it. Lawmakers were calling for audits to find out why the lines were so long, whether they'd been spending their money properly. Eventually, he acquiesced, and that audit's going to be coming out in March. So he's leaving. Jerry Brown's leaving. She's seeing the writing on the wall. Gavin Newsom's going to want somebody in there. It's the old changing of the guard. Sometimes it's done with a smile. Sometimes it's not. This way, she's going to get a retirement dinner. She's got 38 years. She's got a good pension. She's had a rough year after a long haul. Trust me, the one coming in, not going to have a smooth ride either, given the state of things.
You know, she's been with the DMV for 38 years, but it's important to point out that she hadn't been running the place for a long time, right? She was interim, and then she got the full-time gig in November of 2013.
That's right, and that's when a lot of this started to come into, it's like a perfect storm. You had the redo of the driver's license. You had, let's start handing out ideas to people that are here, not necessarily legally. And then you had, on top of that, the motor voter. I mean, you add on to that the state and how computers work. I mean, it was a recipe for disaster, and that's exactly what came out of the oven.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.